Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 42 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth. Just a quick reminder that the 1% Journal is still on sale this week for just 99 cents on Amazon. And to me, this is the best form of professional development for teachers and coaches. You know, some of you might say, well, this is personal development, not professional development. And in some ways, you may be right, but just like we talk about writing our own story from the inside out, focusing on writing that internal story, and then it will then have a positive effect on our external story, I think it's the same thing for personal and professional development. Personal development is the internal story, and professional development is the external story. And we can do all the professional development in the world, but if our personal development is suffering, there's going to be a collapse at some point. And so I'm obviously glad that you're listening to the podcast, and I would just encourage you to pick up a copy of the 1% Journal and really take some time to write down your responses to the challenges. I think you'll see the power that journaling can take in your life and how working on your mindset can lead to new actions, which will help you tackle problems you may have in your professional role. So without further ado, today's challenge for April 11th is: the people closest to us influence our character. Analyze your life for any adjustments you need to make in this area. Our habits and choices exhibit our character. Analyze your life for any modifications you need to make in this area. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of growing character skills. Now wait a minute. Didn't I just say a minute ago that we need to write our story from the inside out? Well, doesn't that contradict the idea that the people in our lives can influence our character? Because aren't they part of our external story? The answer is that we experience the world from the outside in, but we write our story from the inside out. Let's unpack that for a minute. The people in our lives can influence us. Just like the books we read can influence us, what we watch on TV can influence us, the music we listen to can influence us, if we choose to. Two people can experience the exact same thing, but once the outside events go through the filter of our mind, our heart, and our spirit, they can come out completely different. Two people might have had the same experience in a concentration camp during the Holocaust, but they might have had two completely different reactions. Two people experienced the same conditions on a slave plantation in the South prior to the Civil War, but used those experiences to create two different lives. Now, do we need adversity to build our character? Absolutely. But it's also a natural human response when we are constantly under attack that we go in survival mode. We just look for the quickest way to remove ourselves from the threat. And when we're in survival mode, we can't thrive. We can't reach our full potential. And one of the best ways we can get out of survival mode is to remove ourselves from people who create an environment that puts us under threat. But we need to realize at the end of the day, it's still our choices and our actions that make up our character. People and outside events can influence our character if we allow them to, but ultimately it comes down to our choices and habits. One of my favorite people who I allow to influence me by his words and his life, even though I don't know him personally, is Inky Johnson. If you've never heard of him, just do a quick search on YouTube and listen to him speak. Inky grew up in a gang and drug-infested neighborhood of Atlanta, Georgia. He was one of 14 people living in a two-bedroom house, eight of whom were his uncles that were going in and out of jail. And he did allow his uncles to influence his behavior and his character. He used their examples and decided he wanted a different life. He wanted to get a Division I football scholarship, and he wanted to get out of there. So he made a choice to use the poor examples of some of the people close to him to motivate him to strive for a different life. But ultimately, he didn't want to stay in that environment. Why? Because he couldn't thrive and reach his greatest potential. And he made it out. He went to the University of Tennessee on a football scholarship, and he was a projected first-round draft pick during his junior year when he suffered an injury, one that nearly cost him his life, and did cost him the use of his right arm due to total nerve damage. And again, that event is something he experienced from the outside in. But he made a choice to write his own story, and he turned everything around. What he turned around was the direction of the influence. He decided that he was going to use the gift of his injury to inspire and encourage others, and he was going to be the influence on others that helped them thrive. And he's done that for me. As I've struggled with some things in my life the last few days, I surrounded myself with his words and allowed them to influence me. And they made me remember that it's not about me. It's about what I can do in spite of my circumstances that will influence others to strive to do more and become more. As John Quincy Adams said, quote, "If your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, then you are a leader," end quote. So how about you? Are the people close to you in your life influencing you to become more? Or are they putting you in survival mode? Either way, you can make the choices and create the habits to form the character that you want to have. But you also need to ask, do you need to make some changes to help take you out of survival mode and put you in an environment to thrive? Remember, we experience the world from the outside in, and we can use the events to make excuses and blame things on the outside world. Or we can use the events to write our own story and have a positive impact on the world. The choice is up to us. And remember, our character depends on it. Do you need direction and guidance as you harness the power of journaling to write your own story? Go to www.johnbarthbooks.com, that's J-O-N-B-A-R-T-H books.com, and pick up a copy of the 1% Journal or sign up to get started with our Write Your Own Story Journal Challenge. Remember, the best way to make a difference in the lives of your students and athletes is to make 1% improvements and give them a better version of you every day.